This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, the first thing with Arab culture, basically, after Islam, it became more Islamic culture. Though there is also something of Arab. So when we say Arab culture, we want to say it is more pure, you know, for Islamic point of view. Because if you want to Islam, from Islamic point of view, at that time, Arab culture was the purest one. Because that is Islamic culture. Any other culture, they have got, you know, so many things. So whenever Arab moved with their own culture, it was easier to make the region Islamized easily. Because their culture is the same thing. So people easily can, not the forcing people, but you know, the way they live, the way they, you know, behave, it more Islamic. In that's why these countries easily became Muslim and they, you know, easily changed. When, you know, when those nations came in Islam, who did not change their culture, they remain in their culture, then basically the tension remained between religion and between the culture. It mixing. That's why you can see sometimes they hate Arab people. The Shawabiyya movement started hating Arab people. The tension between Arab and non-Arab started during Abbasid period. During Umayyad period, there's no tension like that. Abbasid period is the period when the tensions started between all the nations. Because this is the time when Muslims become divided into so many cultures. So maybe some people have a problem with the, you know, unity and diversity and all these things. But in one way, we think really, because when Umayyad Empire was just one culture, one religion, one language, it helped a lot. Abbasid Empire was not like that. It was not one language, not one culture. You know, it was so many different things. That's why Muslims become weak and weak, really. That very quickly, you can see in Abbasid Empire, very quickly, regional power became more powerful. Very quickly. Abbasid Empire basically remained powerful until only Mutawakkil. So, you know, start from Saffah, Abu Abbas, after Mutawakkil, it became disintegrated. It remained a long time, but disintegrated. Because all the regional power became very powerful, because for many, many claims. So it could be for one reason or other reason, to us really, Umayyad way was much better. But you know, we can see the Barakah. The Barakah was, you can see all these land become Arab. It's easy for, you know, that's why one of a Hindu, my friend, he came from India doing some research in Oxford. So he was a sailor. He used to sail, you know, from India to until Morocco. He said one thing, actually, I'm always amazed that as soon as they leave Indian shore, it all people, same language, same culture, same religion, until I come to Morocco. I'm really so much impressed by this unity of the people. From one place, their diversity, but you know, other people are amazed. One religion, one people, everything. Once you leave India, then basically, you know, Emirates and then Saudi Arabia, Syria, you know, Egypt and Libya and all the, so somebody who's not a Muslim, they are impressed by that. So this, and you imagine really, he said, once I leave India, and that time, my period, once you agree, from India it starts, from India to Spain until France, one culture, one language, one people, you know Arabic language, you can talk to anybody. You know, rulers in Spain, they made the, you know, a Bible translated to Arabic language. And somebody gave a seminar to Oxford again, he got the manuscript. The priest who translated the Bible into Arabic, you know what he written in the preface? He said, the reason I translated the Bible into Arabic, not to, you know, to preach to Arab people, not for Muslims. I only did it for my own Christian people, because they only want to learn Arabic language. The only language they love is Arabic language. He translated, you know, his Bible into Arabic for Christian people, because Arabic language was the language of the people. Everybody used to love that language. It's more advanced. Like in our time, Muslims, you know, Arab Muslims, they want to read Quran in English. Because you know that they are influenced by that. That how powerful was that thing? Arabic language was so powerful that time. In Spain, Christian people, they love to learn. Because they used to learn anyway. That was the language. If you want to become learned, you learn Arabic language. So it has beauty, but certainly maybe it also has some other things. If people are more keen for diversity, so maybe it does not have so much diversity, but it helps Islam so much.